Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, folks, we are going, by we, I mean Allison, my wife, and I.
Oh, shoot.
One or two of my sons. I don't know how many exactly. I only have two, so couldn't have more than two. We're going to Israel in March. We're leading our annual tour there. And so we're taking registrations. And if you would like to go with us, or you, at least you want to look at the itinerary and the everything about the trip, all you need to do is go to twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com is the website. And check it out. It's March 12th through the 20th. Now, if you're the type of person that you want a brochure sent to your mailbox, we can do that too. Just call us 800-FAMILIES, 1-800-FAMILIES, F-A-M-I-L-I-E-S, and then option 5. When you touch option 5, which is number 5 on your phone, then you leave us your name and your address, and we will mail you a brochure. Be sure to leave your full address. Don't call and say, yeah, send me one of those Holy Land brochures. This is John Thompson in Valdosta. Thank you.
Has that happened?
That's happened. Doesn't happen. It happens every few days. My secretary, Cindy, will say, well, I got another person who just left their name in their town. and people don't mean to do that, obviously. But remember, if you call and you request a brochure, leave your full address. Steve, what's going on?
Who said there was no such thing as a free lunch?
I don't know, Steve. Who did?
No. Well, that's the saying. There's no such thing as a free lunch, but there is today at Chick-fil-A. It's Cow Appreciation Day, the 15th annual Cow Appreciation Day.
What does that mean?
If you go into Chick-fil-A and you are dressed as a cow, and that could be any part of it. You could have a little thing with horns, or you could have a cow necklace on, or you can do the whole get-up. They'll give you a free lunch, a free entree. No questions asked.
Are you serious?
Now, wait a second.
No questions asked?
No questions asked.
Because I'm thinking, dude, do you know you have a cow suit on? I would ask at least that question.
Well, you can ask, but you're going to be one of a couple of million people that will be dressed so dressed today.
So dressed. So just today only?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm thinking about this thing. It's I'll probably pay $8 for my meal. That's if I get the large fries. And so I don't know. Do I want to round up a cow outfit?
You probably wind up paying more for the.
That's what I'm saying. The cow outfit.
Yeah, for the cow outfit.
Well, you don't have to get that. I mean, you could if you a black and white T-shirt. They say will do. They even have. In fact, I've seen it. Maybe on their website. It could be on their website. You can actually print out a cow mask, cut it out, and wear it.
Well, you're going to have to put forth some effort. I don't agree with a black and white. I don't agree with a black and white T-shirt is good enough for me. Maybe good enough for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's good enough for.
All right, now Steve, you're putting them out there for a lot right here. So folks, you're telling me you're reading from the press statement. From
yeah,
Chick-fil-A?
Because people could show up there.
Yeah,
and go, well,
black
Steve
and white
Jordahl, that
you
radio
send
network.
Me. You send it to me. If they're not feeding you, they're not Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, okay, Steve, we'll send them to you. all right. So hey, by the way,
I want to throw in a story here before we get
you throw that
to
story
Steve.
In.
Can I throw the story in?
Throw the story in.
Now this is interesting. Okay, this is from a medical website. It says, no two people are exactly alike. Therefore, attempting to classify each unique individual's mental health issues into neat categories just doesn't work. This is a new study conducted at the University of Liverpool, England, Great Britain, has raised eyebrows by concluding that psychiatric diagnoses are, quote, scientifically meaningless, end quote, and worthless as tools to accurately identify and address mental distress at an individual level.
Was the study made by Dr. Robert in Liverpool?
Dr. Robert.
That's the name of a Beatles song.
Dr. Robert?
Yes.
Never heard of it. Anyway, I just think that's interesting. As opposed to Steve's lame attempt at a joke.
The point being, they say
trying to get to say people have bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, depressive disorders, anxiety disorders, trauma-related disorders are scientifically meaningless because all people are different. And I haven't read all the study. I'm going to do it after the show. But I'm guessing they're going to say you might have one person who was raised this way in this kind of environment, right, watched too much television or had this happen. That person's not going to be the same as a person. So that's I'm not saying it's necessarily true, but this is pretty interesting because we are different.
Yeah.
And these categories might not be as neat and orderly as we think.
You know, a lot of those things are actually the brain protecting itself. If you see a trauma, for example, you see something that is so traumatic that your brain has a hard time making sense of it. It's so harmful to your psyche and to your emotional well-being that your brain shuts it off and puts it out in another. And that's what they say. Someone like who has multiple personalities, something has happened so horrific to them that they have to actually manufacture a whole new personality. It keeps them healthy. Actually, it's mental disease.
I've experienced that.
Yeah,
multiple personalities.
Have you?
Yeah, on the golf course.
Was it from? Oh, right.
Well, I will say this: roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
Right.
I'm sorry. Okay, let me just say, that's from the movie What About Bob?
Yes.
And I am, please, folks, I am not making fun of schizophrenia, okay?
Right.
Or multiple personalities.
But the other you is.
But hey, let me just say, birthday Dave.
Yes. Is that who sent us the picture?
Texted me, said that it is true about Chick-fil-A, except it's one free item, but no salad.
Oh.
So it's not a free
like
lunch.
One nugget?
No.
No, one free item.
He has a...
That's
a picture. That
so it's not an entirely free lunch is what we're being told by Birthday Dave.
Okay. Well, you better check that out on your own, folks.
Don't rely on us.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up.
All right, Steve, go ahead.
Gerald Nadler has issued about a dozen. Gerald Nadler, who is a Democrat from New York, who's head of the one of the committees, the House Judiciary Committee. And he has issued about a dozen subpoenas. He issued them this morning for people involved that are related to President Trump, including Jared Kushner, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and Rod Rosenstein. They've all gotten subpoenas to appear before the House Judiciary Committee as they try to nail something to the wall that they can get Donald Trump on.
This is just like a bad case of shingles. I mean, it's just goes
on. Can you have a good case?
Point well made, sir. But this just goes on and on and on. My goodness.
What are they hoping to?
The hook or crook, they want him tarred and feathered and bum-rushed out of town.
I saw where the governor of New York, Cuomo.
Yeah.
Isn't that his name?
Yeah.
He's telling the state to get all President Trump's tax returns.
Tax returns, yeah.
I don't know how long, but
until they can find something.
How far back you mean?
No, that's what I mean. You were 18 years old.
I've never seen I don't know all the details here, okay? But it's not right to be able. I don't care if he is the president. He was a private citizen. And he is a billionaire. He made his money. Did he get some of his money from his dad? Yeah, but a lot of people do. But he made more money after that. I'm talking about President Trump. And why are they allowed to go back and scrutinize? By they, I mean the liberals and the Democrats and these people go back and scrutinize everything he's done in 10 years with his personal tax returns. I just don't think that's. I hope he's able to block them.
Well, I know this. That apparently on the federal level, the IRS can't just, even to Congress, members of Congress, can't just release someone's tax records without a a warrant.
What does that have to do with anything going on today? What are they trying to find? Something that he did? They're trying to Manafort him?
Yeah.
And by that, you mean Paul Manafort? Just go, they go in, they, you know, seize his records and just try to find something.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you what, with a lot of Americans, if you sat there and had 50 IRS agents dedicated to looking at everything you've done, or the FBI or whatever, they're gonna, you can find something. You know, and especially with somebody with as much business, you know, dealings as President Trump had, as Donald Trump, the private citizen.
There was a famous statement made, so famous I can't remember who said it, but it was a member of the, I think it was the Stalin regime in the old Soviet Union, who said, "You show me the man, I'll find you the crime." he was saying, I can hang something on anybody.
Just about. This is the statement from Andrew Cuomo, who is the governor there. This is what he said in signing this bill that allows the Congress, certain members of Congress, to ask for state tax returns. He says, quote, "Tax secrecy is paramount, the exception being for bona fide investigative and law enforcement purposes. By amending the law enforcement exception in New York State tax code to include congressional tax-related committees, this bill gives Congress the ability to fulfill its constitutional responsibilities, strengthen our democratic system, and ensure that no one is above the law."
What does the governor of New York have to do with Congress?
He doesn't, but he is giving Congress, he is amending the law that says that if...
The state law?
The state law that says if members of the chairman of three congressional committees that deal with taxes, if they ask, you can give them...
you know what this does? This is completely against what the Democrats used to champion 25 years ago. The Democrats were the leading voices at that time for what they call civil liberties.
Yeah.
Right? The ACLU made their name, and with in large support by the Democrat Party, the ACLU, and they said, we champion... The ACLU stood for a lot of things that I completely disagree with, but they would tell you they're standing up for privacy rights, okay?
Right.
Against the government being able to oppress people or target people. That's what they would say, the right. ACLU and people who are civil libertarians at the time.
It was
those people are disappearing, because the left in this country, if you were to say like Alan Dershowitz does, "I'm a liberal," he would say, "but I'm also a civil libertarian and a constitutionalist, and I don't believe the government has a right to oppress or harass people, even if I disagree with them politically."
Right.
What today's quote progressives say is, to that liberal, like Alan Dershowitz, "You shut up, because we're going after this guy, and if we have to use the power of the government to investigate his taxes, his tax returns, for as long as we need to, because we have to shut him down, because he's, I don't know what, terrible or hateful or hurtful or whatever like that, or horrible."
He's our political enemy.
Their political enemy. So it's a new strategy by the left.
Well, I will say that the altruism of the Democrats in championing civil liberties is quite short-lived and recent, because back in the day, they were the ones who opposed every form of civil rights. They opposed integration in schools.
Right.
The Ku Klux Klan was a Democrat creation.
Jim Crow laws
were all created by
Democrats
in the South
in response to Reconstruction and the granting of civil rights to blacks in the South.
And the Democrats stood opposed to that and the Civil Rights Act. I know that President Kennedy was the one that pushed that through, but he did it with the help of Republicans in Congress.
Right. So, by the way, it was Lavrenti Beria. This is from Oxford Eagle. I'm not sure what that is.
Not Dr.
Anyway.
Robert?
No. The most ruthless and longest-serving secret police chief in Joseph Stalin's reign of terror. He said, "Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime."
There you go.
Okay. He would find or fabricate a crime, and he could do it to anybody, is what he was saying. And that's what the Democrats are like today.
I guess they would say they're wanting to scrutinize all President Trump's tax returns for who knows how long while he was a businessman. And then maybe come up with something where they say, look, you investigated it. You invested in a hotel in Moscow in 2007. And
that proves you that colluded proves with the Russians.
Is that what they want to do here?
Yeah, there? Absolutely.
If it's anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Anything.
Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about, if I could, the healthcare law. Oh, no, before I get to that. You won't have Eric Swalwell to kick around anymore. I'm so sorry about this, but Eric Swalwell has dropped out of the 2020 Democrat position presidential campaign. Eric, we hardly
knew you.
Literally, nobody knew him. That's why he was.
Was he a congressman from where?
California.
California representative. Yes,
California,
15th
okay.
district.
All right. Well, it's hard to see him go, but you know. All good things must end.
They must. Obamacare is in court today. You remember?
We hardly knew you. That was good.
We still don't know you.
Whose middle name is who?
You got to say ye.
Ye.
Yes.
We hardly knew you. You got to use old English.
Now all of a sudden, Ed's a pirate. Over
Pirates.
Here.
We hardly
which
knew
is,
you.
Which is also a cologne.
Old English.
I think old English. Isn't it?
Yeah, I can't believe you remember old A. How many times?
Was it called Old English?
Old cologne? English. How many times did you get a soap on a rope for Christmas?
I got it. I remember that.
Old English, soap on a rope.
Yep.
All right.
I remember those, too.
I don't mean to bring that
I remember
up.
Those things.
Bad,
soap
bad
and a rope.
Days.
Who came up with that idea? It kind of came and went there. But it was a hit for about 3 years.
Oh, more than 3 years. I got it for a long time.
Not a bad idea, too. You know, you got
soap and a rope.
Put the soap when you're done.
Rivaled only by the mood ring and the
pet rock.
The pet rock. All right.
I'm sorry. Sorry to bring up bad memories. Let's move on.
Obamacare is at the Fifth Circuit.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. They are deciding whether or not the health care law that is named for the former president is constitutional. Do you remember when it first made its round to the Supreme Court? And the Supreme Court, it was kind of like the the Hillary Clinton press conference where they list all the things that are wrong with, in that case, Hillary, in this case, the law. And then they says, yes, but it's constitutional because, as you remember, Chief Justice Roberts decided that it was a tax.
Yes.
Well, the Trump Shame administration has taken the tax portions out of it. So it's no longer a tax. You can't, the mandate, which was what made it a tax, that you had to purchase it, is gone. And so now, is it constitutional? It is back, and it could be ruled, the Fifth Circuit could rule that it is unconstitutional.
Then what?
Well, then I guess the Democrats will call for single payer, and Republicans will try to figure out a way to rescue the old capitalist tax system. I guess.
Well, this is part of the problem of judges with too much power. They're going to just strike this down as unconstitutional, and then what?
Well, it's not going to bankrupt.
It goes back to the Supreme Court, probably.
Right, that would be the next step. But it's not like the insurance plan that you're carrying is going to go away. The insurance company is still going to exist.
I'm not defending Obamacare. No. I'm just saying the system we have with, I don't know, this will be another bizarre moment.
It kind of bores me, to be honest with you, Steve. I'd rather move on
to
the next topic.
Let's talk about something else. We talked about lunch, free lunch at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I've got a Scottish chef who is he's calling it the Mega Death Takeaway Meal. It's over 4,000 calories, and it includes fried.
I thought you were going to have to eat food while you listen to a heavy metal band.
Heavy metal? Megadeth? It might have been. But this is Wee Man's Kitchen in Victoria, Australia. Oh, it's Australia.
Wee Man.
But he's a Scottish chef in Australia. Yes, so. It has several fast foods, chips, curry, pizza, haggis pakora, two battered sausages, shish kebabs.
Now, what's
cheddar.
The point? What do you get out of this, dude?
A heart attack is what you get out of it.
But do you get it free if you eat it all or something?
No, I think you pay dearly for it. But you can say that you've eaten it.
But your point in bringing it up today is what?
Is that it's a 4,000-calorie meal. It's almost lunchtime. I'm giving you some ideas of what you might want to do for lunch.
4,000 calories in one sitting?
In one box. Well,
I tell you, I've watched my share of man versus food episodes to know that this is painful.
Probably.
I used to love that show.
4,000 calories.
We'll put that up on the...
Whatever happened to that guy?
On the website.
I think he gained a lot of weight. And
is he in a rehab somewhere?
Now doing CrossFit or something.
Adam Rich.
Anthony Bourdain, was it?
Adam, no, he was
the original guy. This is a new guy.
I'm talking about Man vs. Food, where the guy sat down and tried to eat
it's all those things.
10,000 calories.
And just to add to the utter confusion that this segment has become.
Yes.
Megadeth was a heavy metal
band,
but it was spelled Mega, D-E-T-H. This is Megadeth, the old-fashioned.
The old-fashioned death, heart attack.
All right.
Go ahead.
We could be looking at a Bible shortage.
Why is that?
Because our Bibles are published in China.
House. Yes, and this is a bizarre story.
It is.
This is a little bit.
This is a serious story.
Well, yeah, I don't know whether there's actually going to be a Bible shortage, but the publishers who published most Bibles, this is HarperCollins, which has Zondervan and, Thomas Nelson, and they do all their publishing in China, and they're saying that because of the Trump tax or the
tariffs
that he's laying on China, it could increase the cost of the Bibles to where some churches and ministries might not be able to afford to give so many of them away as they do now.
You talk about the irony of ironies. So you're telling me that Thomas Nelson and what's the other company?
Zondervan.
Zondervan, the two largest publishers of Bibles in America, which are distributed worldwide, are printed in communist China.
They are.
So they can print them. Ship them over here, but if you try to ship them back into China, then you get stopped at the border.
Yeah.
And arrested.
And arrested for promoting religion, I guess.
Well, they don't mind producing them, you know, because that's another manufacturing job they've stolen from Americans.
That's right.
But let me just say, this has not been one of my better shows because our eagle-eyed folks on Facebook have said, no, Old English is a furniture polish. You're thinking of English leather is the cologne.
Duly noted. I wondered when we talked about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You wondered.
I wondered if Old English was correct.
The sheepdog, wasn't it?
So
Old English, you don't want to put that on as cologne, right? Because you could burn your skin.
And someone might sit on you.
And then so to Darylene and Pepper and Samuel, you caught us. You got us. Someone else is saying, are you thinking Old Spice? I think that's what it was. I combined Old Spice and English leather and got Old.
Old leather.
I'm still an Old Spice,
Old leather cologne.
Oh, we all remembered it too, though, Ed. You got us all on that.
Yeah. All right. So thank you to you folks watching on Facebook who squared us away.
Yeah. We want to get our facts right.
That's right. We clarified things on the Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
It's not a free lunch. It is one free item.
What free item?
Yeah.
It's food.
If you come in dressed like a clown or a cow?
Cow.
Okay.
You could do a hybrid. A clown head and a cow body.
Yes. And call it Old Leather. Old Leather Cologne. Excuse me, you have any of that Old Leather Cologne?
Oh,
how about soap on a rope?
What was on the other end of the rope, though?
No, it was a circle.
It was a rope, and you hung it on the
shower head.
That idea, that stayed around 3 or 4 years?
Oh, it was more than that.
I remember
it. You probably could still get one.
I remember it. Those were the days when we used to get our clackers.
Men were men, the women were good looking, and the kids were
we used to get
almost intelligent.
We used to get our clackers out. Don't you remember that? We'll be back tomorrow. Stay with us.